This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 27. We can persevere. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 7. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. In Romans 7, Paul talks about his own struggles with sin and the requirements of the law, but he's able to end on a joyful note. He exclaims, "Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul's struggle is our struggle. Who would even begin to claim that they did not fall short? Who could claim to go a whole day without stumbling into one sin or another? With Paul, we can say honestly, "I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep doing." The canons of Dort assure us, but God is faithful, mercifully strengthening us in grace and powerfully preserving us in that grace to the end. And as Paul writes in Philippians 1:6, we can be confident that he who began a good work in us will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God does not and will not fail. He has his world in his hands, and he has engraved us on his palms. This comforting assurance leads believers to shout, "Thanks be to God." Let's make that claim today, in praise to our God, who has redeemed us and loves us with a love that will never die. Pray with me. Author of salvation, we come with thanksgiving for the deliverance you have given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord. You are worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.